Hey everyone, welcome to the SOAR podcast, Bible Bits, 15-minute scripture tips. We are so glad you decided to take a listen. Our heart is to give you practical Bible help, whether that's through our silly stories or through dissecting a verse by delving into the context and doing word studies. We want to help you love reading God's word, and we are here to help. Now, let's dive in.
Hi guys, I'm Amy Hafner.
And I'm Lacey Abercrombie. And we are so excited that you guys are joining us for episode one of Bible Bits.
Yay, I'm so excited.
It's so exciting. And I'm really excited about this episode because I think that this is so important to learn more about what SOAR is, how SOAR came to be, why we SOAR. It's like all the SOAR essentials. And I think this episode is going to be really important and impactful for people who are wanting to study the Bible deeper, wanting to know God's word better. So Amy, could you just like tell us what SOAR is, how SOAR came to be?
Yes. Well, I want to say I have been a Christian for about 10 years now. And when I first became a Christian, I didn't really read my Bible. But then a woman came alongside me, really cheered for me, really encouraged me. And I've been reading the Bible and loving the Bible ever since. And I'm kind of, I do the 1 year plan every year.
Yeah.
One day I was like, you know what? I really feel like God's saying, like, invite a group of ladies over and do it together. And, you know, I'm kind of a planner and I like pretty things. But I'm like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. And one night in the middle of the night, woke up, went downstairs, wrote the letters S-O-A-R. And I know there's a ton of methods, but this is what I wrote. And each letter stood for something. I went to FedEx, created, you know, a journal, got them printed, handed them out to my group. And then just one ask led to another ask. And SOAR Journal was kind of formed and we became a nonprofit. And, you know, we work with churches and small groups and we just really love helping others study God's word.
So tell us what S-O-A-R actually stands for. Just tell us each one of those stands for and just tell us a little bit about each letter.
Yes. So S just stands for scripture. So as you read your Bible, you know, you're not going to be able to study every verse of the Bible every day, but pick one. And yeah, that's where you will write that down. So yeah, S just stands for scripture and it's one verse. Mm-hmm. Sometimes two if you're an overachiever, but mostly it's one.
Yeah.
And then O, observation. And Lacey, I actually, when you told me how you heard it, it really stood out to me. So do you want to explain O, observation?
Yeah, you actually told me this, so I'm just going to reiterate what you said. But you told me the observation, not to overcomplicate that, because I think I wanted to be like a Bible scholar, and I'm like, I need to observe something really, really amazing. And you were like, no, just who, what, where, when, or why? Like, what was going on in what you read in that verse that you picked? And so I think it's more simple than we make it out to be. So just something that you observe from what you read.
Right. You can even rewrite the scripture in your own words, but it's kind of who is speaking so we can kind of get the context. And one thing that I want to say is when you observe the scripture, you're really talking about God. So there's no I in this. But there is an I section when we move into A, application.
Yeah.
And I love A, application, because that's what we're taking. You know, we didn't live 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, but we're taking it and we're interpreting it. And how do we apply it to our lives? How do we walk it out? How do we live it today? And this is where, Lacey, you also shared with me sometimes when we write it, what do we sometimes have a habit of doing?
Whenever we write in the application, yeah, I feel like sometimes I read a verse, I'm like, wow, my friend could really use this. But application is really just self-focus. It is that how do I apply this to my life, my situation, my circumstance? How can I apply what this scripture is saying, what God has said, and apply it to my life directly?
Yeah. And then R is reflection. And here, what the heart is behind here is to take a moment and sit and listen to the Holy Spirit. And he may have something else to reveal to you. He may, sometimes I write like a nugget and it helps write it all together. Sometimes just a general prayer, but it's really a time for you to slow down, to hear the Holy Spirit, and to kind of wrap it all together.
Yeah. Most of the time, my reflection looks like, God, please help me. Because I'm like, I am an idiot. Please help me. Amen. That's usually what mine look like.
I think that is pretty much much what mine look like too. So again, don't compare your soul to someone else and let it be a journey that God takes you on. Yeah. And if you do have a journal, there's two extra boxes. One is gratitude and one is encouragement. So every day, you know, God wants us to have a grateful heart, seeing what we're grateful for. For me, a lot of times it's other people, or he'll remind me of something that he's already done in my life and it blows me away. And then encouragement. You've just spent amazing time, just you and God. Now, how can I go out? How can I be sent? And how can I encourage, maybe pray for, maybe have coffee with someone else? But it's really, really simple.
Yeah, it really is simple. And it's honestly changed my time with God, which is kind of what I want to talk about next. Why do we soar? And I know that, like, you know, I think a lot of times, especially if you're like a, you've been a believer for a while, you're like, I'm not going to do that simple of a, like, I'm not going to set. And to me, I've been a believer since I was 16, now I'm 31. So for half of my life, but soar really is the way that I learned how to study the Bible really well. So for some people who think they're like Bible scholars, or theologians up there in the world who don't need something so simple, why would you say it's important for us to do something like SOAR?
Right. Well, there's a couple reasons, but number one, it's easy to teach someone else.
Yeah.
So, you know, we shouldn't just be accumulating information. And yes, while we do need to spend time with God and study God's word by ourselves, and we're always growing, hey, how can I bring someone new along? And it is such, you know, and I do it every day. And it's not the only way I study the Bible. And I do want to encourage you, you know, your time with God will change and grow, but doing it every day, also just writing it down and journaling, it's going to make you a better communicator when you do it. And so, you know, you're writing like a mini message. So you can really just sit down, talk about it and land. And it's going to help you also share scripture with other people.
Yeah.
But those are just two reasons that I just think it's such a great method.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's a great method too. And it's so funny because you were, while you were talking, you said, who else can I, you know, bring into this or invite into this? And it's like, I'm, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, did you seek me out for this reason? Because I remember when we first met, I wasn't really thinking about like, oh, I hope she helps me study the Bible. I never even thought you would do that. I just knew that we were really connected and I felt like God really wanted us to be friends. And you said that the Holy Spirit also spoke to you about that too. And so it's so funny to look back at our friendship and look back at just the last couple of years of how you have literally taught me how to read the Bible, how to study the Bible, how to enjoy God's word. And it's by using the SOAR journal. So the SOAR method, the SOAR journal is literally the way that I read God's word every single day now. And it's crazy because I did the 1 year plan for the first time last year and I'm doing it for the second time this year. So I highly recommend it and I love it. Just my own personal story of SOAR. So we decided to start a podcast. So this is, that's what you're listening to. And so tell us why you felt like it would be a good idea. Why are we going to do this podcast? What is this podcast going to be about? And how is it going to be helpful?
Well, I love conversations, having these types of conversations. And I think one day we were having a conversation and it was such a rich conversation. I remember just being blown away and the Holy Spirit's just speaking and we're really just talking about what we read in the Bible.
Yeah.
So really, this will help. I hope that it encourages you that you can have these conversations. Don't feel awkward. Like, you can just talk about scripture. It doesn't have to be anything crazy or weird. And that's how we grow together. So we're meant to study the Bible in community. So that is really how we are going to grow together. And then, you know, it just to, again, disciple others. I really wanted, you may be listening to this podcast and you think, well, gosh, that's a simple, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
But I really feel called to go out and make disciples. And I have, I have these new believers, these young ladies, men, whatever around me. How do I do that? And how do I do that lovingly and well and simply? So that is why.
It's good. It's good conversation starters too. We hope the podcast will be good conversation starters for you and your friends and your relationships too. And again, like, whether or not you've been reading the Bible for one day or 1 year or for 50 years, we're always learning and expanding our knowledge of God's word, of what he's speaking. And he'll speak to me about a scripture that I've read a million times. He'll speak to me about it in a brand new way if I ask him to. And so I think it's just just really about being open and willing to learn. And that's what we hope, is that you guys are able to, we're able to teach, and we're also able to learn from each other as we kind of delve into more. Tell us about the winner of our giveaway and kind of the way that she uses the Sword Journal. I love that story.
Yeah, we had a giveaway a little bit ago, and a sweet, sweet girl named Shannon. And she reached out to me, started soaring. She had been for a little bit, but she really took it and ran with it. And she kind of threw it out to some ladies at her church. And she didn't know if she was going to get a response. Do you know, like, over 28 women signed up? She's like blown away. And God is using her in such a profound way. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's such a great tool to, again, SOAR is such a great tool to start conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick a Bible verse, you read through it, you write down, and everyone, what you said, everyone's going to get something.
Perspective.
Yes. Everyone's going to get something different, and you learn that way. Yeah. And it's fun conversation.
It's so encouraging. And if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I don't have anybody to study the Bible with, it's just me, be the one that starts it. Just like the winner of our giveaway, she started a group. Amy started one year groups. We know plenty of people who have just seen, you know, SOAR on Instagram or Facebook and have started groups because of that. So if you can't find anybody to study the Bible with, be the person that other people can study the Bible with.
Right. And it doesn't have to be 28 people. It can be the person right next to you. Yeah. Hey, will you do this with me? And make it your own.
Yeah. And you'll be blown away too by, like what Amy was saying, with the different perspectives that people have to offer. Like Amy and I, sometimes we will soar on the same scripture. We'll choose the same verse, and our observations and applications and reflections are completely different because we're in different seasons and phases of life, and we learn so much from each other, and it's so encouraging. So I'm really excited that we're starting this podcast. I'm really excited for what God is going to do in both of our lives and in the lives of those listening. And we, our hope and our prayer really is just that you guys would read the Bible. We don't really care if you listen to us. Like, it's kind of like, we almost prefer you would just turn this off and go read your Bible. Yes. Amy would always say that. She's like, have you read your Bible today? Do you want to go read your Bible now? That's really the whole goal of this podcast. And that's why we're excited to start Bible Bits, is we want you to read your Bible. We want you to fall in love with God's word, because it is really, really good.
Yes. And I do want to highlight a verse today that really inspired this episode, but it's Romans 10, 14 through 15. It says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? And it is written, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. And I want to key in on how can anyone preach unless they are sent. And that is our commission. Mm-hmm. And as disciples, we're not only called to be discipled, but we're called to go out and make disciples.
I love that. And I'm so grateful that you shared that too, because obviously that's what you did with me, and you discipled me, and then I get to disciple other people and encourage and inspire people to read God's word. That's the whole point. Amy said this yesterday when we were talking. She said, we're wired to read God's word. We're wired for his word. We're wired for him. And so we hope that this space creates just conversations for you to have with your community. And again, if you don't have the community, be the one who starts the community and read God's word together.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of Bible Bits. We are so glad that you chose to spend these 15 minutes with us, and we hope that you learned something new today. All resources mentioned in today's episode will be in the episode notes, as well as a link to learn more about the SOAR Journal. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. All social links will be in the episode notes as well. We hope you'll join us next week for Bible Bits, 15-minute scripture tips as we unpack God's word together.